Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is a busy man. In fact, he's so busy that he rarely has time to eat lunch in the studio. But after the show, Eric wanders out into Central Park where a magic raven comes to feed him bits of bloody raw beefsteak. Isn't that amazing? And now, Eric Metaxas.
How do you respond to that? We try to do a serious show.
We try.
And we have Todd Wilkerson undermining us at every turn. Now, Albin, in a few minutes, we have on this program Franklin Graham, known to many as the son of Billy Graham.
Talk about a serious show, yeah.
I know him now as the father of Sissy Graham Lynch, who's become a friend. I love Franklin, and I cannot wait to talk to him, but that's in a couple of minutes. Before that, we have an opportunity to goof around and tell our audience about the TBN Christmas special.
Yes.
Now, some of my audience already knows about this. If you're on my email list, which this is another opportunity to say, if you don't get my weekly email letter, you're missing kind of fun videos. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we put in there that there's no other way to, you know, we can't put it on this program and I can't put it out on Twitter or Facebook or, you know, Instagram. There's certain things that.
Right.
So if you don't get the newsletter, go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up. And sign up any of your friends or anything. There's just great stuff in there. If you don't like it, you know, you can delete it when it comes. But I promise you, it gives you every show for the week, like teed up for you. So you can say, oh, this day he had Franklin Graham, and this day he had this one, and this day he had that one, and all that looks interesting. And, you know, so it's all there, and photos, and the videos, and the links, and all that stuff. But one thing that you know if you get my newsletter is that we've taped a Christmas special, a TV variety show. You can think Carol Burnett, you can think Dean Martin. Mm-hmm. It's like an old, you know, retro variety show with comedy. And music and all kinds
dancers
of stuff.
Dancers and everything.
And I want to tell you, folks, there are people listening right now. I'm just going to tell you, you will not believe it. I mean, I don't believe it. We have filmed some stuff that is so insane, you will not believe it. And to see it on TBN, it will be all the more difficult to comprehend. But it is turning out even better than I had dreamed. It is really spectacular. We've had an extraordinary team filming this. We have so much. The comedy skits alone are amazing. The singing and dancing, Victoria Jackson.
I'll tell you, I was sitting in the audience during rehearsal, and you and Victoria are doing Marshmallow World, and all of a sudden you've got these dancers coming out behind you, and I was like, wow, this is over the top.
It was
nutty.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, your people aren't going to believe it. Just between now and when it airs, make sure, if you don't know where TBN is on your dial, find TBN. In New York, it's 295. Mm-hmm. I was arguing with Matt Crotch. I said, I don't think it's in New York. He said, yes, it is. Go look. And I looked, and I was like,
Every friend I talk to around the country, oh, I don't get TBN. And I say, yes, you do.
Well, people who watch it know where it is. And there's a lot of people who watch TBN. But if you don't watch it, you just don't know it's someplace on your dial.
It is there.
But I'm telling you,
look for it.
Find it, because you will not believe it. Now, you should know where it is anyway, because every week we have a half-hour show on the weekends, on Friday evenings and on Saturday on Sunday evenings. But I'm saying, just in case you didn't know about it, you need to find it and get ready, because what we did, what we have filmed, I mean, the Duck Dynasty stuff alone is you're going to gag laughing. It's like nuts. I'm not going to. Now, I'll tell you some of it. We took Phil Robertson to Central Park. Now, imagine him in his camo gear in Central Park. What does Phil Robertson do when he's in the woods? Well, he likes hunting. He usually has a shotgun on his person. I mean, there is stuff that happened, which I'm just glad we didn't get arrested. You won't believe it, folks. If you're a Duck Dynasty fan, if you're a Victoria Jackson fan, if you're a Dean Martin fan, if you're a Carol Burnett fan, whatever it is, we've got something for everybody.
That's right. A little bit of everything.
Have me in the intro, Albin, you were there.
Well, of course.
We're going down Fifth Avenue and Central. We're going down Fifth Avenue and Times Square in the middle of it all on the top of a double-decker bus. We rented a bus and we filmed a music video on the top of a double-decker bus.
Yeah, we couldn't afford the bottom deck, so we only rented
the top
deck.
We were in the top deck. Despite the weather and the wind, we braved the elements.
Oh, boy.
But we filmed some stuff. I'm just telling you, folks, you're not going to believe it. You gather the kids. This is like a family show, but it is really, I mean, it is funny. It's entertaining. I cannot believe the team we put together. Mm-hmm. Our friend Melanie Penn, a great musician and one of our dearest friends, she performs her Christmas album on the show, or two songs from the Christmas album on the show. As I've said, we've got something for everybody.
Broadway inspirational voices.
Oh, my goodness. At the end, they sing Joy to the World, like incredible finale. Mike Lindell of MyPillow is on there. Actually, speaking of Mike Lindell, you know how he said that he invented the pillow, right?
Yes.
And you're like, come on, you can't invent the pillow. Well, he invented a pillow that everybody raves and raves about. Yeah. And we rave about the mattress topper. That's the thing that I rave about, the mattress topper.
Oh, yeah, same with my wife and I. We love that.
Well, he has now invented a new towel. You may have seen the commercials. But if you go to MyPillow.com and order, make sure you use the code ERIC or Metaxas. That way you get our discount, and I can personally vouch for the thirstiness of these towels. Mm-hmm. Because he makes a great case that he says that something happened in 2006 where towels were less absorbent. People started going, you go to the store and you'd be like, oh, that feels so smooth and moist and wonderful, and I'm going to buy this towel. And you get it home, and that towel has one job. That's to dry you off.
I know, and they were like water repellent.
And it doesn't seem to do that. And he explains what they did. They treated the cotton, whatever. So he has fixed that problem, and he's going to get rich off of this, because all people want is a towel that works, right? So if you order towels from Mike Lindell or all these different colors, you just got to make sure you use the code ERIC. Okay, folks, tell your friends, use that. You get our big discount. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention, Albin?
What?
We on the Christmas special, we have an appearance from two of the biggest celebrities you've ever heard of.
That's right.
Bob and Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, do you understand what I'm saying? Bob and Larry. Bob the tomato, Larry the cucumber. They make an appearance. It's kind of hard to believe that they're back in business. But I'm friends with the guys behind that, because I wrote for VeggieTales, and I'm the voice of the narrator on the Esther video. That's my claim to fame. And so Phil Vischer and Mike Naraki have teamed up, and they are working with TBN, okay? And they're making new VeggieTale episodes just like the old ones used to be. This is a kind of a dream come true for VeggieTales lovers. So I thought, wouldn't it be great to get Bob and Larry on the Christmas special?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They're going to be on the Christmas special,
all
right? And also, I think tomorrow I'm doing a Facebook Live thing with Phil Vischer to kind of announce this.
Oh.
So if you go online, you look up VeggieTales or Phil Vischer TBN, I'm doing a Facebook Live event. I'm pretty sure. Actually, no, that's tonight. That'll be tonight. All right. So That's a lot of information.
Yeah.
In hour two today, we have Doug Bender with I Am Second. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. He has a new book out, I Am Peace.
Okay. I Am Second is a video series. You can go to IamSecond.com, but we'll talk about that at After Franklin Graham today. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It's a resource of people telling their stories of how they came to faith. I'm in there. The Duck Dynasty gang is in there. And tons of people that you know are in there telling their short story of how they came to faith. And many of them are miraculous stories. And then there's people that you've never heard of, but who are going to become famous once you watch the video.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of famous people, a lot of Olympic medalists, famous athletes and actors and everything. So that's in hour two today. Doug Bender. We were supposed to have my friend Rich Lowry here today. He got sick. He has laryngitis. And we're going to get him in to talk about his new book, The Case for Nationalism, as soon as possible. The Case for Nationalism, Rich Lowry. As soon as he gets his voice back, we'll have Rich Lowry. He's the editor-in-chief of National Review. The Case for Nationalism. And we're going to have Clifton Davis on this week. We've got a lot of great guests coming up. Don't forget, if you go to MyPillow.com, use the code ERIC. Get the towels. We'll be right back with Franklin Graham.
Sharing the horizons that are new to us. Watching the signs along the way.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe three in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-in Pest-Free.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with someone I like to call Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be with you again.
You have been doing so much over so many years that very few people think of you anymore first as the son of Billy Graham, because you have been so busy. But I'm sure there are tons of people that don't know half of what you do. So I wanted to talk about some of that today, and particularly since we're coming up on Christmas, what you call Operation Christmas Child. I want to dive right into that since it's timely.
Okay.
So tell us, if somebody knows nothing about it, which much of my audience won't, what is that?
It's asking people, families, individuals, taking a shoebox, filling it with items for a child. If it's a girl, a doll, something for her hair, school supplies, because we take these to third world countries.
Wait a minute. Sounds like you only believe in two genders. You need to get with the program. There's like hundreds now. All right. But for the purposes of this program, let's assume that the Bible is correct and there are
Bible
only two genders.
Correct.
Okay. So you fill a shoebox
with toys for a kid.
Toys for a boy or a girl.
A boy or girl. And then we ask you to put your picture in there because I want the person, the kid who gets the box, to see who gave the box. If you want, put your address, because we're going to ask the child to try to write you back if they can to say thank you. So now you build little bridges of contact around the world. And then pray. Pray for the child who's going to get that box. This year we'll collect about 11 million boxes in the next 2 weeks. And these 11 million boxes will go to 120 countries where they're distributed to children.
Did you say 11 million?
11 million.
11 million boxes.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Now, I neglected to
mention.
And
we count them. They're all counted.
You're the president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse. This
That's
is
right.
this organization. That's absolutely extraordinary. Did this come out of Samaritan's Purse?
It came out of Samaritan's Purse. It's our Christmas program of Samaritan's Purse.
And it's called Operation Christmas
Child.
So how many years have you been doing this?
About 26 years.
Wow.
And the first year was 11,000 boxes. And it's grown from that 11,000 to this year to 11 million. The first year was taking them to Bosnia, to a war zone. And giving them to kids in refugee camps.
Okay,
in the winter.
So in the 90s, when Bosnia was a war zone, you went there.
We went there, took the shoeboxes to the kids in the refugee camps, and it was cold and below zero and very difficult just even to get the shoeboxes there. So we've been doing it now for this is the 26th year, but it's about telling the children of the world that there's a God that loves them, who sent his son, Jesus Christ, from heaven to this earth to take our sins, that Jesus died for our sins on the cross and God raised him to life. I want the children to have that hope, knowing that they too, if they invite Jesus Christ into their hearts, into their lives, that we will be with God forever and ever in heaven. And I want these kids to know it. And so we take these boxes to the children of the world. We have families, 11 million people praying for these. We know God hears the prayer of one righteous person. Can you imagine 11 million people praying for children, what God might do?
I mean, the scope of what you do, again, the news tends not to cover this kind of stuff, but the scope of what Samaritan's Purse has done over the years, much less, 11 million shoeboxes this year, it is a staggering thing. So whenever people say, I don't know, what are Christians doing except blah, 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 I think, well, they're doing this, and you've been a hero. How long has Samaritan's Purse been in existence?
49 years this year.
How long?
49.
49?
And I've been the president of the organization for 40.
Wow.
It's not just, you know, Franklin Graham. We got over 1,500 on staff, an incredible staff of men and women around the world. We have volunteers. We have over 200,000 volunteers that work with us in some capacity throughout the year. They come and volunteer their time. And we would not be able to do it. We wouldn't be able to keep our expenses down the way we do,
right,
if it wasn't for the volunteers who come in not only to help with Operation Christmas Child, but whenever there's a disaster anywhere in the world. We have an army of men and women who come and are willing to be hands-on in that crisis.
Well, this program that we're doing now is airing right in the middle of what you call National Collection Week.
That's
so
correct.
It has to be before the 26th.
We do it before Thanksgiving.
So I know it's the 18th through the 25th.
Right.
So if people want to do this,
do it now.
They have to do it right now.
Do it now.
Okay.
And they can go to our website, SamaritansPurse.org, and click on Operation Christmas Child. There's videos on how to pack a shoebox. One of the funny ones is Uncle Cy of Duck Dynasty.
Are you kidding?
You ought
me?
To see him pack a shoebox.
Are you kidding?
He puts firecrackers in there, bottle rockets, and
you're kidding.
No.
Are you kidding? The I want to get a Christmas gift that has bottle rockets in it. I was literally just 3 days ago down in West Monroe, Louisiana, mm-hmm. with the Duck Dynasty gang. But Uncle Cy, I don't know where he was. He was traveling someplace. But he has been involved with you doing this.
Yes, he did an incredible video on how to pack a box. But if you go to our website, not only do we have videos of what to put in a box and what not to put, you don't put bottle rockets in there like Uncle Cy did.
No, you don't do that.
But they're good videos, fun videos, and then you can actually download a barcode and put that on your box, and you can track the box. You can actually see not what kid gets your box, but you can track it to see what country it goes to.
Because you don't know in advance.
Don't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this I have like a sample box here.
It is, uh-huh.
And this is – now, so – so people would just pack a regular shoebox. This is like an official Samaritan's Purse box.
We make those available if people want them.
Okay.
They can get those online, and we'll send you shoeboxes. We have them out of paper. We have them out of this plastic. I like the plastic ones there because after all the toys are gone, plastic box is still there.
Right.
They use it.
And I see that you have a stuffed frog in here. Can I keep this?
You can have that.
I can keep the stuffed frog.
But the child will probably cry.
Then I won't keep it. You have an uninflated soccer ball.
And the pump just right there under it.
And the pump to inflate it. See, now this fits in the box. If this were inflated, folks.
It wouldn't work.
It will not fit in a shoebox. What a great idea. I like this gives people ideas. That's why I wanted to open this up, right? So this is a brilliant idea. We got the pump. We got the soccer ball. We have a pencil case with it. Sound it feels like there's pencils and supplies. So this is all kinds of crayons, Crayola crayons, and all kinds of other stuff. Hot Wheels stuff. This seems like it'd be for boys because I believe that.
And there's
boys
a letter.
Like
there's
cars.
A letter right there.
And this is the letter.
And
right.
You open it up, and the picture of the family.
Oh,
good looking family.
Look at this. I'm afraid. This is a picture of the family. So if it's a good-looking family, let me guess. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, this is terrific.
That's my youngest son.
I was going to say, he looks so much like you that I almost said, wait a minute.
He spent 16 years in special operations, went to West Point, and he just got out of the Army to come work at Samaritan's Purse. So that's his kids packed that.
I'll just hold that up. This is so beautiful. So wonderful. How many kids and how many grandkids do you have at this point?
Four children and 12 grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness. 12.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving and Christmas, a little busy.
You're not that old. That's pretty impressive. 12 grandkids. That is very
older
very,
than you think.
It's I don't know. I can look it
I'm
up.
I'm not older than dirt, but I'm.
You are. okay, so if people want to know about this, they can go to SamaritansPurse.org.
SamaritansPurse.org, and then click on the link to Operation Christmas Child.
Samaritans Purse, no apostrophe, folks. SamaritansPurse.org. And they go to link Operation Christmas Child. Now, people want to do this. They need to jump on this, folks.
You
got
now.
Like 3 or 4 days or something. You got to do this right away. But this is so much fun. We can talk about this more, but I wanted to get this in the show right up front.
Thank you.
People who are interested can do this. It's an important thing to show the love of Jesus and tell people about Jesus in a way that they might receive it. And how many kids around the world, they don't know that there's a God who loves them. So we're going to be right back. Before we go to the break, I just was going to say that the idea that you're doing this 11 million, I want to ask you, how many countries? I mean, I still can't fathom that number, 11 million.
We have 120 countries. And in every country, Eric, we have a national leadership team. These would be evangelicals, local evangelicals, that are responsible for receiving their allotment of boxes. Every country we will allot 100,000, 300,000, depending on their population and the number of churches.
Yeah.
The national leadership team is then responsible for dividing those boxes up to the local churches. And then we work with them all year long how to put on a program that explains who Jesus Christ is. We give an invitation. For those that accept Christ, we have a discipleship course that we offer later in the year. It's called The Greatest Journey. It's a 12-lesson discipleship course. They have to take a test. They have to memorize scripture.
All right. We're out of time, but what is not to like, folks? Please jump on this. SamaritansPurse.org. And click on Operation Christmas Child Brilliant. We'll be right back with Franklin Graham.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says today's testimony from Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, is showing that there was never any quid pro quo when it came to U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The president still insists that he wanted nothing from Ukraine. Two U.S. service members have been killed when their helicopter crashed in Afghanistan. That crash is under investigation, but preliminary reports do not indicate it was caused by enemy fire. By vote of 80-15, the Senate has confirmed President Trump's nominee, Barbara Lagoa, to serve as a judge for the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Mayor Pete Buttigieg tops Iowa's presidential caucus polls, and now he'll face the scrutiny that comes with his climb as Democrats gather in Atlanta tonight for their fifth 2020 primary debate. This is SRN News.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Thank you.
folks. Can't get enough of that Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. All the young kids write in. We get you know, sacks of mail. Play more Herb Alpert, and that's why we play it. I'm sitting here with Franklin Graham, president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse. If you're just tuning in, that's an international Christian relief and evangelism organization. Absolutely spectacular what you all do. And, of course, Franklin, you are the president and CEO of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. Most people think of you in that capacity because your father was an evangelist. You are also principally an evangelist. You do crusades. I mean, how much of that do you do in a given year? You seem to travel a lot.
We do a lot. I did 10 cities in the Northeast early in the year. I just finished doing 8 cities in North Carolina. I'll be doing, I think it's 10 cities in Florida in January. Going to overseas. And it's that's coming up in a few weeks. So we keep a very busy schedule. But, you know, I'm 68 years old. I figure I've got a few years left. I've got a little bit of energy left. I want to just spend it while I can.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Lord gave it to us for, right?
That's right.
Where do you go? Where are you going overseas? Do you know?
Cambodia to Phnom Penh.
Wow.
Been working on this for several years. This is just a countrywide evangelistic crusade with permission from the government to do this.
That's pretty extraordinary. Now, how do these crusades that you do differ in any appreciable way from the ones that your father used to do, or is it pretty much the same model?
Well, overseas would be very similar, the same model. What we do here in this country, I call it Decision America. Where we'll go in, we don't take up any offerings,
right.
We don't ask for any money, and we go from city to city to city, and I take just one musician, Crowder or someone like that with me, and then I get up and preach and give an invitation. And so there's no cost to the church, no cost to the community. We pay those expenses. But I encourage people to vote. I tell Christians, don't sit home, but vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. Let the Holy Spirit of God tell you to do that. But don't just say, well, my vote doesn't matter. It does matter. And many elections are decided not by millions of votes, but it comes down sometimes just to a few thousand.
Well, you have not shrunk from talking politics. And a lot of people have what I consider a profoundly unbiblical notion that if you love Jesus, you're not supposed to talk politics or be political. I don't find that only wrong, but tremendously harmful. And so you've been a hero to many because you've been willing to speak about politics. And
well,
so what do you think of what is happening now? I mean, it's a very bizarre situation to be living in a country where some people seem to exist to undermine the president of the United States. It's just a bizarre time for most Americans.
Well, I believe it's almost a demonic power that is trying.
I would disagree. It's not almost demonic.
No,
I mean you know, and I know that at the heart it's a spiritual battle.
It's a spiritual battle, and if you look at what the president has done just for our country, regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. The unemployment is at the lowest in 70 years. More African Americans are working, more Latinos are working, more Asians are working, more everybody is working. We have an economy that is just screaming forward. It's incredible.
Can you even imagine we're saying this? Because literally 3 years ago, our economy was dead.
Yep.
In the water, dead in the water. We all know it. And 3 years later, you just said it's screaming forward. That's a fact. That's not
fact.
Our opinion, right?
And here's what that does for churches, for Christians. That means more people are working, so there's more people tithing and giving to the churches. There's more money for missions. There's more money for your building programs. All of this is because Donald Trump said he was going to turn things around and make America great again. He cut taxes. And that cutting taxes added fuel to this economic engine that we're enjoying right now. He's not a politician. I appreciate that about him. He's a businessman. And that's what we've needed in our government, not politicians. We need businessmen. And he's done that.
Well, it's almost comedic because I know you've been vilified by people for standing up for Trump. I have to a lesser extent because I've been less vocal, but and I'm not as known as you are. But it's just a fascinating thing because people seem to devolve to a kind of moralistic Pharisaism, and they say, how can you support somebody, blah, blah, blah. And then they go on to cite how he's the least Christian. You know, they go on and on. And I think these people don't, they don't even have a biblical view when it comes to that, you know, that if somebody is doesn't hold to our theology, that doesn't mean they can't be a great pilot or a great doctor or dentist. I mean, it's a bizarre situation that we're in, that people seem only to have these standards for the president somehow.
You know, I believe that Donald Trump believes. He believes in God. He believes in Jesus Christ. His depth, he doesn't, you know, he went to churches here in New York, and
yeah,
he didn't get a whole lot of teaching.
He knows there's two testaments, right?
Yes.
He knows that. Okay, we're going to go to a break. Folks, I know you don't want to go away because who knows what we're going to say next. We're going to talk about Chick-fil-A, Donald Trump. You can't tune out. We'll be right back with Franklin Graham.
Off the wind on this heading line of the Marquesas. We got 80 feet of a water line. Nice to make.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
World Kindness Day was November 13th. And if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag #LoveThyNeighbor. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue.
Hey, folks, who picks this music? If it weren't me, I would fire that person. I'm talking to Franklin Graham. Franklin, I have to ask you, I want to talk to you more about the president and the impeachment situation, but I've got to ask you what Chick-fil-A did a couple of days ago was... It was like France surrendering to Hitler. Tons of people just were heartbroken, stunned. What do you think is happening?
I'm not sure Dan Cathy understands that the support for Chick-fil-A comes from middle-class Americans who love his restaurants. They're clean. They have a good sandwich. They're kid-friendly. The gay and lesbian movement is not their supporters. They're not the ones that are coming through their lines. But now Dan Cathy, Chick-fil-A will serve anybody who comes through. It doesn't matter what your race is, your sexual preference is. They're going to serve you as the same as anybody else. They just do a fantastic job of providing a good meal. But you have to understand Chick-fil-A is in the crosshairs of the gay lesbian movement because they gave money, their own personal money, to organizations that support marriage the way we would view marriage biblically. And so Chick-fil-A has come after them. The gay lesbian movement has come after them. And I would say to Chick-fil-A, stand your ground. The people that are buying your sandwiches are going to keep buying them, and they're going to keep supporting you. The gay lesbian movement is wanting you to back down, and they're not going to be happy till you start giving money to them.
The only thing is they have already Chick-fil-A has already backed down. In other words, unless they reverse course, this is to me a public relations disaster on the level of the new Coke. You remember the new Coke? They rolled that out, and it was just a disaster. Right. I think that what Chick-fil-A just did, it's that level. I think it is a business-crushing disaster because I think people like you and me feel betrayed and feel like, we were looking to you as heroes who were standing firm and smiling. There was never an iota of hatred or feeling against any human being, just standing up for the Bible and their own values. And
closed
I have to say
that
people – yes, and I think that people feel betrayed, and I think that unless – they reverse course, they are going to be very dramatically affected. I have no doubt of it.
I think it's going to hurt them, and I hope they do reverse course. But the gay lesbian movement is not going to be happy till Chick-fil-A starts donating to them and flying the rainbow flag at their stores. I think they're going to keep that pressure on until that happens.
That's the way it is, and that's why I think that so many people have been so cowardly in the face of that kind of cultural pressure, but Chick-fil-A have been just one of the very few heroes to just say, no, we're not going to accept your definition of hate. We're not going to accept what you say about who we are or how we fit. We're just going to keep doing what we do. And most Americans at this point just cheer and will drive miles out of their way to go to a Chick-fil-A because of that. So for them to reverse course, it's just staggering. I just wonder if they would possibly reverse course. I think if they don't, they're going to be very, very sorry. It's going to be dramatically different for them. But I want to ask you more about the – did you have something else you want to say on that?
No, I just really need to pray for Dan Cathy and Bubba that they'll do the right thing.
I want to talk to you about this president and impeachment. What do you think is happening?
I think it's a travesty what's happening. First of all, the division that this is causing to America. We've already been divided, but this is dividing it even deeper. And the people of this nation are being lied to by the media. This president has done more for this country than any president in my lifetime. And they're going to try to impeach him because he's been successful. They're going to impeach him because our military is strong. We're going to impeach him because our economy is on fire. We're going to impeach him because of all these things that he's done that he said he would. He moved the embassy out of Tel Aviv up to Jerusalem, where other presidents said they would do that, never would do it, but he did it. This man keeps his word. If he says he's going to do it, he does it. And he's building America back to make it great again. And so they want to impeach him because he's successful. And they actually just hate him. And he is a good guy, and we need to pray for him. I'm not, you know, he's not a perfect person by any means, Eric. No way.
He's not as perfect as we are. Is that what you're saying?
But he's doing his dead level best. And he doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the fame. He's doing this, I believe, for my grandchildren, for his grandchildren, and for future generations.
I believe that. And I think that many Americans believe that. But there are people that are convinced that he's Hitler 2.0, he's the devil. They seem to firmly believe things about him that I know are not true. But they're convinced that these things are true. And it breaks my heart that they believe this and that they're acting on this. I think sometimes there's no convincing people, but the least we can do, and you just said it, is we must ourselves pray for this
him.
Country, and because we are at a crossroads. There's no question
that
we have achieved some things very recently, but I think his appointment of judges is probably the most important thing that he's done. Can we even imagine if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, the two people sitting on the Supreme Court today, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, can we imagine who would be in their place?
Right.
We would lose all religious liberty.
Quickly.
This would be called hate speech.
Our conversation would be called hate speech.
So I hardly know what to say. Now, you've spent some time with this president.
Mm-hmm.
So well, how does he come across? Because there are people convinced that he's just a sawed-off maniac. Actually, I think he is, but in a good way. But when you spend time with him, what's he like?
I find him to be honest. If he says to you that he's going to do something, he does it. He's funny. He's got a great relationship with his wife. They're funny together. He's got a great relationship with his children. President Donald Trump is doing his best to try to make America great again. He's renegotiated all these trade deals that were one-sided, and America's booming for it. And he's going to continue to do this. But I would encourage Christians to pray for him. This is a spiritual war. It's a spiritual battle. Just pray for him and pray that God would guide and direct him so that if he's going left or to the right or straight, if the Lord wants him to stop, just pray that the Lord will stop him. If the Lord wants him to go to the right, then let the Lord move his steps to the right. But let's pray for him. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. And just pray that the president will take that verse and that, well, he'll make that his life's verse. And just trust in the Lord with all of his heart and let the Lord lead him.
We will be right back. Final segment with Franklin Graham. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation.
Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to Barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans at the impeachment inquiry hearing have questioned Ambassador Gordon Sondland to clarify his understanding of quid pro quo from his morning testimony. Contrary to Democrat claims, Mr. Sondland saying that he had no direct knowledge of President Trump conditioning USAID to Ukraine to any corruption investigations of the national energy company Burisma, nor by extension to the Bidens. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan pressed Sondland why he admitted making this point during his morning statement.
It wasn't purposeful, trust me.
Wasn't purposeful?
No.
Couldn't fit it in a 23-page opener. The most important statement about the subject matter at hand, the President of the United States in a direct conversation with you about the issue at hand, and the President says, let me read it one more time. What do you want from Ukraine, Mr. President? I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo.
That public hearing still underway. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
It's very rare that we play bumper music, and I get to ask my guests about the man singing that song. I've always wanted to ask you, I know that you were friends with Johnny Cash. What was Johnny Cash like just to sit with, to eat breakfast with?
He was an incredible person. He came to one of my crusades and sang for me. He worked with my father for years.
Oh, I know.
But I was doing a crusade up in Saskatoon and kind of having trouble. He said, Franklin, I'll come up to Saskatoon and play one night. How would that be? I said, Mr. Cash, I would love to have you. You mean you'll come all the way to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to be with me? He said, Franklin, it would be an honor to be with you. And he's that kind of guy.
I have to say that, you know, there are certain people that they're America. You know, I think of John Wayne. I think of Johnny Cash. Yeah. Just he is America. His voice, his look, his persona. And what so many people don't know, it was his profound faith in Jesus and how that was at the center of his whole life. A lot of people have no idea about that.
And, you know, my father got to know him because I was playing one of his songs, Ring of Fire. And so my father thought, well, if I meet Johnny Cash, Franklin will think I'm really cool. Well, so he was introduced to Johnny Cash. They became very close friends, vacationed together, traveled together. And it's all because my father wanted me to think he was cool.
Well, isn't that interesting, though? Because I go through that with my daughter. You know, your kids are the last ones, you know. So here you have, you know, one of the most famous people in the world, Billy Graham. And what is he thinking about? He's thinking about his son. He loved you so much. Mm-hmm. He wanted you, you know, to lean in his direction and to worship the Savior that he lived to talk about. Yeah. And so as a result of that, he reaches out to Johnny. I mean, you can't make that up.
No, and they've just became good friends. And Johnny Cash later in life had a real conversion, and he just studied the scriptures. He became a student of the Bible. He knew it backwards and forwards. An incredible person, and we miss him. We need more guys like him.
Oh my goodness! And June Carter Cash was a Christian. I mean, she was the one that was leading him to Christ.
Yes. No question.
And she seems to be that she was just a very fun person. I never heard very much about her. Did you know her as well?
I knew her. She reminded me a lot of my mother. She was gutsy. She said exactly what she thought. and tough as a nail, and you just didn't swear.
Isn't that amazing? I absolutely love it. We've just got less than a minute left. Say something about Operation Christmas Child before we go. That's, if people want to do that, they need to do that right now.
Right now, go to SamaritansPurse.org, click on Operation Christmas Child, the link, and you can find out everything you need to know, how to pack a box, where to send the box, and also track your box.
And this is, I got to say, this is a really fun thing to do with your kids.
Absolutely.
And what a wonderful way to teach your own kids about the love of Jesus and about sharing the love of Jesus.
And the importance of giving.
Yeah. It's all there. I mean, what a wonderful idea. How many years have you been doing this?
26.
26 years.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you want to be one of the 11 million plus boxes, you could do it. You just got to jump on it. Mm. We're out of time. Franklin Graham, I praise God for you, and I'm grateful for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.